Listen to this. Written and read by Alex Ross.
Preface. Writing about music isn't especially difficult. Whoever coined the epigram, "Writing about music is like dancing about architecture," the statement has been attributed variously to Martin Mull, Steve Martin, and Elvis Costello, was muddying the waters. Certainly, music criticism is a curious and dubious science, its jargon ranging from the wooden, Beethoven's Fifth begins with three G's and an E-flat, to the purple, Beethoven's Fifth begins with fate knocking at the door. But it is no more dubious than any other kind of criticism. Every art form fights the noose of verbal description. Writing about dance is like singing about architecture. Writing about writing is like making buildings about ballet. There is a fog-enshrouded border past which language cannot go. An art critic can say of Mark Rothko's Orange and Yellow that it consists of an area of yellow paint floating above an area of orange paint. But what good does that do for someone who has never seen a Rothko? The literary critic can copy out a few lines from Wallace Stevens's Esthétique du Mal. And out of what one sees and hears and out of what one feels, who could have thought to make so many selves, so many sensuous worlds? But when you try to spell out the meaning of those lines, when you try to voice their silent music, another hopeless dance begins. So why has the idea taken hold that there is something peculiarly inexpressible about music? The explanation may lie not in music, but in ourselves.